EcoCast, supported by Chelmsford Community Radio and the Essex Book Festival Manifesto for Essex.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Andrews and I'm going to ask you a question. Why do you think turtles are endangered?
Wow. Hi, I'm not quite sure. Is it to do with the environment and maybe plastic waste or other? I'm not sure. Do you want to fill me in a bit?
So basically, plastic gets taken from land, like people litter, which is very naughty. And then the plastic is taken by wind into the ocean. And then the turtles are swimming along happily, enjoying life. And then they get strangled by plastic and they die.
Oh my goodness.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
How do we think we can protect turtles?
Well, from what you've just said, and thank you for telling me about that, I think it means that we have to stop throwing away plastic or even using it.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Very wise words.
EcoCast.
How did you first get involved with the manifesto?
Well, and the Essex Book Festival has been going for 25 years this year. And over the last 10 years or so, we've always tried to find ways to become as relevant as possible. I do more than just hire an author, ask them to talk to their fans and sign books afterwards. And it became increasingly apparent, really, that what is the most significant thing happening to all of us here, not just in Colchester, not just in Essex, but around the world, in 2020. And the changing climate seemed to be the thing that really affects everybody in one way or another. And so from that we decided to launch the Manifesto for Essex. And one of the things we asked ourselves at that time is, what is the most important people really to get on board and to help express themselves? And I think it's clear that the future of the world lies with the younger people. And so there is always that specific commitment to try and offer ways of young people to express their ideas about climate change in various artistic ways, but also practical ways.
So what was the impetus behind the festival and how do you see it progressing in the future?
Gosh, that's a big question. And it started off really as an initiative from Essex Libraries. And for many, many, many years, it was run by Essex Libraries. It was run within the library system, but also in some village halls around Essex. But about 11, 12 years ago, changing times with local councils meant that they could no longer really feel they had the resources, the time, the money to carry on the festival in a way that it had done. And so various people came together who had been involved in one way or another with the festival over the years, and together a separate organisation was set up. We still have strong partnerships with Essex Libraries, but really Essex Book Festival is now an independent charity with its own board of trustees, its own management and its own brilliant workers who put together our festival each year.
So on a personal level, Peter, what is your view on the current situation of our climate?
Gosh, I mean, a big, big mixture of real anger and frustration at the lack of serious action from a government level. A sadness as I see my own grandchildren growing up into a world where concerns about the planet and the health of it are so prevalent amongst school children. At a personal level, a wish to find ways to live my own life in a way that's more environmental friendly. I've got solar panels. I feel very fortunate because I'm at an age and I have the money to take some actions which might not be possible for others. So I got rid of my gas boiler. I've got no gas in the house. And I've got an allotment. I enjoy spending my time on the allotment. So food from there. I've got Brussels sprouts and leeks and celery and celeriac harvesting at the moment. And the food miles for them from my allotment to home is probably about 200 yards.
What do you think that we can do to push the governments or the policy makers to make change to the climate?
Gosh, what a really good question, and I don't have an answer to that. And the most intriguing thing really over the last week is that Mr. Bates and the post office thing. Everybody has known about the extraordinarily evil, really, ways in which the post office has treated its employees over 20 years. It's been well known, it's been broadcast, it's been in the papers, it's been on Radio 4. Yet something happened last week, which was that ITV programme that made emergency legislation seems likely in Parliament. So that's quite intriguing. What is it? Why did it take an ITV four-part series to do that? And in what way could some other kind of trigger point happen, maybe around climate issues, to stop Rishi Sunak granting more oil and gas licences? I don't know. Any ideas welcomed?
Youth engagement in local life in general is quite desperately poor. Young people don't generally get involved in charities and local organisations, particularly in more deprived areas and in areas with minority communities. What do you think we can do to get more young people and more disengaged people involved with local climate, but other local charities and local life as well?
And that's probably the biggest question. On a serious level, because if we look at the people in this room here, they are by and large people from middle class backgrounds, let's face it. There is good diversity within that, yes. People from backgrounds where, with limited resources, their lives are tough. And I think one of the most disappointing things that I've seen over the last 10, 20 and longer years is that the inequality between those that have and those that have not has actually widened. And that seems the most fundamental error that somehow we've made as a society is to set up a system where the richest corporations and the richest individuals can amass enormous wealth, while those at the bottom get less and less. And I'm staggered that can still be the case, that we haven't grown enough as in wisdom to recognise that is both immoral and impractical. So to come back to your question, at an event like this, we do our best to reach out to and make available to everybody. This is a free event, so there's no cost involved. But to encourage more people to join in is a question that we're asking ourselves, and we honestly don't have the answer to. I think small things can grow, and small individual sparks can grow. I know my son, who lives in southeast London, has worked with local people to put planters in their streets, and this is not a rich area. It's an enormously diverse area, so they've now got several planters with flowers and vegetables as well in the street, and they've managed to find times to declare that street a play street, so all the cars are banned from it and all the children can come out to play. So there's little things I think that can happen in any community. Mostly needs one or two people to pick something up and encourage people to join in.
EcoCast.
What is your name and what are you doing?
So my name's Jessica and I am making a letter to go on a big banner, for a eco banner to raise awareness of eco issues, and I'm making a letter W out of fabric and lolly sticks.
That's very good. What encouraged you to do this today?
I'm not sure because I'm not very crafty, but I did the poetry thing earlier and then I was trying to decide which else I wanted to do, and I thought maybe I'll give crafty stuff a go.
Well done, and I'll let you crack on with your amazing crafty stuff.
Why do you think there is so much plastic in the ocean?
because people are stupid and they don't care about what they do with their litter, and rather than using bins, they throw it on the floor and wind picks it up and drops it in the ocean.
How can we stop people dropping litter in the ocean?
We can place more bins around the place so people could, and place more signs so people could place it in the bins instead of on the floor.
How do we clean up what's there?
Using litter picks and having like group people pick up them.
The rivers have sewage in, where will the fish go? The skies have smoke in, where will the birds go? The woods have litter in, where will the squirrels go? All the animals have gone, what will the humans do? Why should we destroy our planet, burn our planet, pump sewage into the rivers, lakes and streams, pollute our sky with smoke and gases? Why, oh why?
What's one thing you've learned today?
Well, I've learned what a poem is called when it doesn't rhyme. I've learned what a line of a poem is called. It's called verse. And I've learned what a sort of paragraph is of a poem.
I have learned that I actually have a very nice passion for turtles. And I'm very good at coding Geometry Dash turtle games.
EcoCast.
Goodbye.